It starts, I think, with even listening to ourselves, right? Listen to where is that discomfort coming from in me. I then need to, as a parent, get maybe seek support so that I can get comfortable with that discomfort, so that I can really be present, so that I can truly deeply listen.
Welcome to Imperfect Momming. Our children are constantly looking to us for examples. The term role model doesn't quite cut it here. We are shaping their worldview with every move we make. You see, it's not in the lectures we give or moments where we are actively attempting to teach them. It's in the micro movements we make, the unconscious ways in which we navigate life. We are constantly teaching our children how to show up for themselves, their friends, their future partners, and even their future children. So what can we do to ensure we are raising thoughtful, compassionate, self-aware human beings? We have to become them ourselves. No one is perfect, but we can still all be better, and it starts with self-healing. Let's get to it.
Welcome back to our weekly Wisdom for Parents. I'm Alicia Lyons.
I'm Melanie Soloway.
I'm Deanna Imad. We're going to help kids learn how to solve their own problems this week. Well, perceived problems, because, you know, they're just learning opportunities, aren't they?
Absolutely.
I'm laughing because I really want to use air quotes in problems, but...
So what do we do when our child comes to us and with an issue or a challenge or something that they need to learn about? You know, I think step number one is really listen to them, right? We really need to hear what they have to say.
And, well, hold on. When we're a rescuer parent, we jump in and rescue. That's step one.
Right.
And when we're an enlightened parent, we wait.
We wait, we pause.
We pause, but we ask, so wait, is you one, the acronym is, why am I talking?
Good one.
I just have to presence the rescuer parents because A, I am a recovering rescuing parent, and B, that's what a lot of parents, that's where we're at, you know, that's where a lot of people are at, is the kid has a problem, we jump in and solve it. Literally on Easter, you know, there was a conflict and the kids had a problem. And one of the parents was like, okay, let's stop talking about it. And another parent was like, well, you do this and you do that. Right. And then my fiance was talking it out and like, well, what was your understanding? And what was your understanding? And it was so fascinating as an observer to watch. Well, and then I was one of the, let's just stop talking about it. People
stop talking about it with the kids, or stop talking about the problem. I
want the kids to stop talking about the problem because they have different perspectives, and the perspectives are not, they're not matching, like they're in conflict. And I recognize that's what we do on social media, that's what adults are doing now. It's like, well, we're disagreeing, so there's like two options. I'm going to yell at you, or I'm going to not talk to you anymore.
Well, there is always that third option, which is what we're talking about here, right?
Exactly. Or the fourth, you can agree to disagree and you're still in agreement.
Right.
But one of the things is really to listen, to provide I would say a strong dose of empathy, you know, just to really be present. How did that make you feel? Get curious, ask questions, you know, and just allow your child to really communicate and stay calm, right? Really be present for them and stay calm. And, you know, when they look to get the answers from you, your opportunity is to reflect back to them and what would you do and how would you handle it? And because you want to hand the problem, you want to hand it back to them. You want to empower them, right? To make those decisions and choices for themselves so they can learn from them. Mel?
to bring us back to reality again for a second, because they're not in their thinking brain when they're pissed off. Like their lizard brain is activated.
That's so true. And they do want to be heard, even in from the lizard brain, right? They do want to be acknowledged. And part of that is one way I think I find my kids when they're talking to me and they're really upset, it's like, I will just reflect back to them what they're saying, like, oh, you really didn't like that, did you? They're like, no, I really didn't. And I'm like, oh, yeah, that you have a lot of feelings about that, don't you? Yes, I'm really upset. Oh, well, tell me more about it. Like I want to get it out. I want them to hear. I want them to be heard. I want them to know they have a safe place to let that out. And obviously, it's not always easy. There's a couple of ways that we want to jump in and save, or we want to get or defend,
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that part of even that is, we want to make sure that we're in a calm enough space, right? So we're not in our own lizard brains first and foremost, so that we can hold that container. And I think sometimes a lot of parents, what I find with a lot of parents is we're uncomfortable with the discomfort. We don't like to see Not, we don't like to see anyone upset, especially our kids. And so when that happens and we're watching that in front of us, we want to like, okay, quickly, like, how can I make this discomfort go away? Because we're not in a place where we can hold for that. And so, Deanna, when you say like to really listen, it starts, I think, with even listening to ourselves. Right, listen to where is that discomfort coming from in me. I then need to, as a parent, get maybe seek support so that I can get comfortable with that discomfort, so that I can really be present, so that I can truly deeply listen. And I'm even thinking, you're talking about, kids of all ages up through teenagers, but the visual that keeps coming to me is like if a little kid is trying to tie their shoes, right, or button their button. I remember when my little guy, my youngest was, he must have been like 3 or 4, and he was trying to button the buttons on his shirt, and it was frustrating for me to watch him because I knew that I could just quickly like do, get the buttons done. And he was really like he wanted to do it himself. And then when he was done, he was one button off. Like it was, when you're like one button off. And it was like I was dying to fix it. Like I wanted to go in and fix it. Like first, I wanted to just do it so that it would be done, quote unquote, right here, my air quotes, done right. And then when it was done, it didn't look as good as it would have looked had I done it. And so I wanted to fix it again. And I literally had to like stop myself and, pause and live with the discomfort. I mean, it sounds silly, right? But just that the buttons on his shirt weren't buttoned correctly. But he was so proud of himself because he had gotten these buttons done. And I think that's part of where this comes, it part of where it comes from is if we allow our kids to go through that struggle. And when I say allow that we get comfortable with our discomfort to back up and let them find their own solutions to their quote unquote problems, right, or issues or what they're dealing with, it absolutely will empower them, not just for the buttons on their shirt, but how to resolve their conflicts on Easter and how to resolve their, what happens, like what happened in our call this morning, where, we had a dad sharing and the college about his college student and how she needed to navigate what happened with the professor, like learning for them to then empower themselves so that when they're not with us, that they know how to advocate for themselves, they know how to resolve their issues, but it takes practice. And so as parents, we do need to wait, we need to pause, we need to back up and recognize that they are their own individual people.
And be curious, right? what's going on inside of them? What are they thinking? How are they feeling? Just to really explore what's going on in them as well.
And I appreciate your example, Melanie, because I like the whole time you guys are talking, I'm like, I'm the rescuer parent. I jump right in. I'm always like, how can I fix it?
Right.
And I've seen my evidence of growth this morning because my son was combing his hair and the back of his hair was funny looking still. And in the past, I would have just grabbed that brush and fixed it. And then we would have gone about our day. And I said, do you want to fix the back? Well, the back's fine, Mom. Okay, let me show you what I see. And I showed him the mirror, and he's like, oh. And he did this real quick, and then it was, good for good for both of us, and we moved on. And I was like, while you were talking, Melanie, I'm like, I literally have to tie my hands behind my back when my son's learning how to tie his shoes or buttoning or like to let him just go. And I just want to presence that for the rescuer parents. Like, it does get better.
Yeah, even to the point where I will say to, like, I'm practicing this, and so I'll say to my sons, right? Like, do you want to hear my opinion? Do you want my advice? Do you want my suggestion? Do you want to hear what I think about that? And when they say no, I go to sit with that. Sometimes they don't.
That's true.
Felt that in my body.
Yeah, it's not easy.
It's not that easy to give our kids the dignity of their own process and learning, and that's really what's called for, is
Yeah.
for us to get out of our own way and let them be who they are.
Be who they are and trust that they have their own solutions and that we are not extensions of them.
They aren't extensions of us, right?
Exactly, that they are their own person and allow that. And it happens as early as toddlerhood and it just keeps happening, right? That whole separation piece. And it's developmentally where that's appropriate. But stop practicing early parents, because that's what's needed if we want to empower them and we want to really raise enlightened children.
Absolutely. Thanks for joining us today.
So there will be another weekly wisdom for parents next week. And until we meet again, keep healing. Bye, guys.
Thank you for tuning in to Imperfect Mommying. It's time for us to step up and realize that our power is not in trying to shape our children. Our power lies in shaping ourselves into the people we want our children to model themselves after. Don't just do it for your kids. Do it for yourself. When you become a more self-aware, compassionate, and confident person, you and everyone around you benefit. For more information about me and my work, visit alishalyons.com. That's alishalyons.com. See you next time.